This season, opening Saturday, February 16th, San Diego Opera is welcoming back an opera that it produced in 2007, Camille Saint-Saëns' Samson and Delilah. Based on the familiar biblical story, it's a dramatic work filled with passion, exoticism, and gorgeous music. You'd think that having done this production of the opera once before, that doing it again 5 years later would be a snap. You might also think as an audience member, I've seen this before. Nothing could be further off mark. Yes, Clifton Forbes, the same singer, will inhabit the role of Samson, but all of the other members of the cast are different than before. In fact, Bulgarian mezzo-soprano Nadia Krustova is playing the role of the seductive Delilah for the very first time. So the relationship between these two legendary characters will be much different than it was 5 years ago. Opera isn't just singing the notes correctly or moving about the stage in the way the composer might have intended. Every production of this opera becomes a new creation and takes on a life of its own.
When you guys do your big first jug, you're going to be doing that to the tablets and not to him, not to God, who tends to be out there a little bit stage left.
A lot of that is the responsibility of the director, in this case, the sharp eye of stage director Leslie Koenig, who has very specific objectives in mind as the captain of this particular operatic ship.
Yes, he loses all of his strength, and then at one point, Delilah is going to throw wine into his eyes to burn his eye sockets. And then I'm going to want you to run over and comfort Samson. Okay? I'll show you.
So even though this may be an opera you've seen before, musically and dramatically, it has the potential to actually be quite different from your previous experience with it. That's the nature of great art. It can be reinterpreted and seen again and again, but it's a living art. Every performance will seek its own truth and its own reason for being.